this retail giant will close hundreds of stores, but this story has a huge upside. Has the other shoe dropped in the Dominion Voting Systems versus Fox News case? Perhaps, and it is a major development. Home prices in the U.S. made the news today. We'll talk about that. This last breed of Dodge Challengers can go from 0 to 60 in 1.7 seconds. You might want a parachute. 2 weeks seems like a lifetime ago when we look back at the words of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. We'll have an update on that. We've got the Wall Street Report, and who knew a year ago we'd be talking about chatbots? It's all over the news. That story coming up yet today. Let's go.
Insight on Business, News, and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you have decided to spend some time with us today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. In an effort to stave off bankruptcy, Bed Bath & Beyond is closing hundreds of stores, but there is a but, and it may have a happy ending for some. CNN is reporting that as Bed Bath & Beyond closes 400 stores, don't expect many of them to remain empty for too long. Why? Well, already chains including TJ Maxx, Home Goods, and Ross have scooped up the vacant stores. Burlington, Five Below, Nordstrom Rack, and Budget Gym Planet Fitness may also fill up the spaces, say retail landlords and real estate analysts. So what's the driver? That's pretty simple. Bed Bath & Beyond's real estate is a precious, scarce resource for retailers, gyms, and anyone else who needs space. There has been little new retail development since the 2008 financial crisis and the rise of online shopping, and vacancy rates are at historic lows. And that low supply and high demand works in favor for many low-price leaders who are suddenly awash with foot traffic and need room to expand. According to the CBRE, store space is incredibly scarce at the moment, and that's an ongoing trend. Total new commercial real estate construction reached a new low in 2022 for the not first, not second, but the third consecutive year. And for existing spaces, the retail space vacancy rate fell to 4.9% at the end of last year. That's the lowest level since CBRE began tracking the market way back in 2005. So, Bed Bath & Beyond has a lot to offer prospective tenants. One of the most successful news organizations in the United States is Fox News, which, by the way, is responsible for a net revenue of $1.5 billion for last year. That's nearly a 5% increase from the year before in 2021. That's why what just happened with a new court filing is so important. CNN is reporting that Abby Grossberg, a former senior booking producer at Fox News for Tucker Carlson, has filed a pair of lawsuits alleging that the network's lawyers coerced her into providing misleading testimony in Dominion Voting System's $1.6 billion defamation case against the company. The lawsuit alleged that the concerted efforts and actions from Fox's legal team ultimately caused Grossberg to testify in a way that she portrayed the facts in a false light in order to shift culpability away from senior Fox executives and away from Fox Corporation. Now, why does this matter? Well, it's important because Fox Corporation, the parent company of Fox News, has asked to be dropped as a party in Dominion's lawsuit by arguing that it does not play a big role in coverage decisions at the network. This, by the way, has been an amazing story to watch unfold. A couple of suggestions for you. Start popping the popcorn, sit back, and watch. Well, it's not happened in 10 years. According to the National Association of Realtors, home prices in the U.S. were lower in February of this year than what they were in February of last year. That fact puts to an end 10 straight years of rising home prices. According to the association, the median existing home price was $363,000 in February. That's down by 0.2% from a year ago. And this marks the first monthly year-over-year price decline since February of 2012. In a related story, CNN is reporting that regionally, prices fell more from a year ago in the West. In the West, home prices were down by 5.6%, and in the Northeast, down by 4.5%, where housing is more expensive. But there is a but to all this. Prices were still climbing from last year in the South, up 2.7%, and here in the Midwest, prices were up by 5%. Economists at the National Association of Realtors expect this trend to continue and perhaps see existing home prices to decline as much as 2% this year. Meanwhile, sales of existing homes, which include single-family homes, townhomes, condominiums, and co-ops, shot up by 14.5% in February from January, but sales were down 22.6% from just a year ago. Why? And think interest rates and the cost of entry into the housing market. Who doesn't love a good car story? So when we saw this bit of news come across the wire from CNN, we had to pass it along to you. You might have heard that the days of the gas-powered muscle cars is coming to an end. So the engineers over at Dodge started to tinker with the last of the gas-powered Challengers, and they came up with something really big. The unveiling of the 1,025-horsepower Dodge Challenger SRT Demon 170. You heard that correctly. 1,025 horsepower. Wow. Anyway, the unveiling of that has been long anticipated and long delayed. Why? Well, engineers kept blowing up engines during development testing. The car can go from 0 to 60 in a scant 1.7 seconds if there are optimal conditions. What are those? A professional driver and a proper drag strip. The Demon 170 is rear-wheel drive only with an 8-speed transmission. Hey, if you want to buy one, prices for the Demon 170 will start at $96,666, not including an expected gas guzzler tax that could be as much as $7,700. Dodge dealers are also selling a convertible version of the Challenger during this, its last model of the year. Wow, 1,025 horsepower engine. You know, it was just 2 weeks ago when Fed Chair Jerome Powell said during a congressional hearing that the central bank may have to have a jumbo interest rate hike to better bring down inflation. That was then, before banks started to go south. Now the consensus is the Fed will be much more modest in its rate hike and opt for a quarter point. We shall see. Well, the markets closed higher today with the Dow gaining 316 points over yesterday's close, which was also higher. The blue chips ended the day at 32,560. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ picked up 184 points, continuing its positive streak, and finished Tuesday at 11,860, and the S&P 500 closed up by 51 points at 4002. Concerns about the banking industry cooled today, and investors are now looking toward the central bank's decision on rates. Meanwhile, in the fixed income market, yields rose again, further moderating the sharp decline seen last week. The 10-year Treasury yield rose 12 basis points to 3.60%, and the 2-year yield surged 25 basis points to 4.17%. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with what Google is rolling out. Think chatbot. Generative artificial intelligence is taking another leap forward as Google opens up its chatbot, Bard, for testing in the U.S. and in the U.K. There is already a wait list, though Google says it will expand access to more nations and more users over time. The tech giant is reminding users that Bard may give inaccurate or inappropriate responses and encourages them to use Google's search engine to double-check the facts of the information. Google has been under pressure to ramp up AI efforts after LinkedIn parent Microsoft integrated AI into its Bing search engine in partnership with OpenAI creator of ChatGPT. So, the question is, who had chatbots on their bingo card just a year ago? It's pretty amazing how fast all of this is coming at us. And that is a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.